going to be doing in the future. We also have we plan on doing some baptizing in this church, amen. And so if you all haven't been baptized or you'd like to be baptized, we have a sign-up list out there. And we also have a financial peace course that we're going to do this year, amen. For those who want classes helping with budgets and finances, it's a long course class, but I would first want to see how many people sign up before I order it. So you got to count up the cost sometimes. But if I see a lot of people order, sign up out there, then we'll order it and we'll get the going, because financial is big. Amen. How many of y'all know God wants to be financially in peace? Amen. So that's a big thing. Amen. And we also have a ministry kind of similar to the Job Corps. How many of y'all know we went in Job Corps 4 years strong? Yeah. Teaching them, Don and Anthony with the Dress for Success classes, me teaching on how to, you know, with my mom teaching on how to do interviews. And we're going to do the same thing with this other place called the Inn in Bridgeton. When we're going to talk to them, they have a group of people that stay there that don't have a home and they need to get into a job or something. And so I like for us to maybe once or twice a month go and make a speech and talk to them about Dress for Success. I teach a class on how to be a peacemaker within your job and how to grow successfully as an entrepreneur. My mom has classes as well. We have so many different networks in here. God did not give us all this talent and gifts for nothing. So if you'd like to be a part of that, you can sign up there too, all right? So we have three sign-up sheets, one for baptism, one for more outreach. See, Keisha talked about what we did. I'm going to talk about where we're going, amen. And so we have the financial piece. I like to have that in here. I like to open up that actually to the whole community of Breckenridge. And so so we can have classes and we'll just have it up here. And maybe we have some movie nights too. I don't know. But I'm just so excited of the future, man, of what God is doing for us, man. Just the blessing of God and what he has done in this church. Amen. Today's message, conforming to the image of Christ. I meant to put of Christ. But conforming to his image is something that happens every day. I remember being in this pottery class where back in the old days you had to step on it and it spin and you had to keep it wet. And then you're conforming it, and you don't know what it is yet because it's just a big hunk of clay. But what happens is you have to keep your eye on the picture as you're doing it. Because if you don't keep your eye on the picture, you may conform it to another image in your mind. And this is what's happening all the time. You know what I mean? You're conforming whether you like it or not. But what your focus is on is what you're conforming to. And so if you're looking at Jesus, then you're conforming to Jesus. If you're looking at the world complaining, just like Anthony said about the government shutdown, we going down, then guess what? Your spirit is going that way. Amen. Your soul is going that way. And so what you have your mind on is where you're going to go. And even myself, I have many different ways where I conform. Where I was one way in 2004, and I'm totally different now. You know, I remember when the snow just happened, and I was saying, look at all these people having accidents. They don't know how to drive. Look at these people crazy. And then that's kind of like the Holy Spirit like tapped me on the shoulder like a week ago, like, remember when you used to drive? I remember one time my parents had to go get me, and I had to get... Oh, it was my car at the time. It was my mom's car. And I flipped over and knocked out a whole exit sign on Adelaide and 70. And they had a tow the car out. I had to go back home. And I was watching the news. They was like, you be careful out there. And they showed the sign that I knocked on Channel 5. I was like, oh, well, we got to put the sign on there. But, you know, I kind of laughed at myself because I was... Oh, look at them people, they don't know how to drive. Well, guess what? Don't condemn somebody because they're in a chapter of their life. Ooh. And you're at a different chapter.
There you go. We all have chapters. But if you condemn their chapter, you're condemning yourself. That's the reason why you don't judge. Because you don't know what season another person in. You don't know what season you're in. Some of you all thinking this is the final chapter, but it's not. I just told you we're going to be doing some more stuff. More outreaches, more success, more love, more peace, more joy. So never make a movement based off of the chapter you're in now. Your now does not define who God is. Rome was in a crazy place for 2,000 years. But God already said Rome was going to fall. Think about this. Just because you was born and raised in Rome and you never seen it fall doesn't mean it wasn't going to fall. You just judge it from your chapter. See, Jesus is the King, the King, the Lord of Lord. Whether you like it or not, He is the King. Amen? And so what I've learned to do is when I see things that's not in my chapter, don't judge. It's like, man, I remember I used to be like that. And I pray for the accident. I pray for the people now. But we can so easily get into that mindset. Even, you know, I seen my man Kyrie apologize to LeBron James. And and I always use these as lessons because I was in the same boat. I was like, oh, you're going to apologize now. Look at you. And then Lord said, listen, what happened if he was truly sincere? He never been a leader before. Now he's a leader. And he apologized saying, I'm sorry for being ball hog. I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry for that. And I almost got into the same spirit of everybody else, like, you can't make a mistake and say I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Never get to the point where you don't allow somebody to evolve. Because guess what? Who I am today is not who I was yesterday. I know new things. If people are getting released out of prisons by the drove because of new DNA, new blood type, I'm sorry, you were innocent. We gotta let you go. But let me tell you, once you understand what the blood of Christ has done for you, you get free. You don't get in bondage no more. You ain't got to worry about if I'm perfect before I go to heaven no more. I got a new blood type that says He has set me free. And whoever the Son set free, it's free indeed. I ain't got to listen to all this philosophy of teaching to be free.
Come on, bro.
Only thing I got to do is believe in my heart. And confess with my mouth that God loves me. And if you're not hearing that love, you can't hear God. People that claim that they're atheists, most likely they have been hurt. And something has hurt them to the degree where they don't see love anymore. But guess what? Don't see love in people. See love in God first.
That's right.
People will break your heart, amen. But God will love you to death, amen. The Bible says in Proverbs 17:20, he who has a crooked mind finds what?
No good.
And he who is perverted in his what? Language falls into evil.
Wow.
Think about this. I think Anthony said about the rudder controls the whole ship. The Bible says this tongue controls your whole body. Because where this goes, everything else goes. Mm-hmm. And he who has a crooked heart or a crooked mind, in the other translation, a crooked heart finds no good. He didn't say good ain't there. It says that they can't find it. Because what you're looking for is what you're going to find. If you're looking for a mistake when you come in here, guess what? You probably already found it. If you come in here seeing if they're on the right tune as they're worshiping, you probably already found it. If you come in there looking for Jesus, you're going to find that. Whatever you're looking for, that's the reason why it's not about the government. It's not about the other people. It's about what you're looking for. What you knocking on the door for. What are you looking for? Stop telling me, even when they came to Jesus and said, well, some people say you're a prophet. Some people say, he says, who do you say I am, Peter? It don't matter what all these other people think of me. It's about what you value.
Yeah.
Amen.
I remember talking to this brother, and he went to Bible college, and he went to all these seminary degrees. And I went to seminary school, too. But he also took in music, and he understand acoustics. And his mind is brilliant, amen. And nice brother. And I remember asking, I said, I had missed this. I was an assistant pastor in the Shaw neighborhood at the time.
And I had missed this event because I had a family function to go to. And I asked, I said, how was this event? How was it? Oh, brother, it was terrible. For one thing, it was hot. I was sweating. It's a big brother, too. I was sweating. I couldn't wait to get out of there. The way they were singing was terrible. They was trash. I'm like, good God. I'm glad I missed it. And then I stepped away, and I talked to another one. I said, yeah, I heard about last night. And think about it, I heard about last night, like, I'm glad I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Say, oh yeah, brother Wendell, it was amazing. People came to the altar, threw their guns down, threw their knives down, gang members got saved, and people were shouting, and people were getting, I was like, hold on. Somebody lied to me. I had to go back to the other brother, I said, is this true? What she said? She said that this. Oh yeah, that was happening. But you know, I'm an artist, man. I look for these things.
What?
See, you gotta watch who you're talking to because you can be molding the wrong thing. Yeah. If you're not molding peace, if you're not molding love, if you're not molding restoration, redemption, this is not about you being perfect. You are born into sin. So everybody has a redemption story. So this can't be about being perfect. Every life in here is about the role of redemption. As soon as you think this is about perfection, you eliminate yourself.
Come on.
And you don't even want to try no more. Because why? I don't want to go to church. Why? Because it's about being perfect. It's not about being perfect. It's about looking at the perfect one. Who says that I love you, not because of you, but in spite of you, I died on the cross for you. God is always talking to you. But if you only hearing condemnation, you can't hear God. It says this in John 3:17. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. I'm going to say it again. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn a woman. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. We make it like it's Christians against the world. It's us against them.
And it ain't, no.
But to save the world through him. Do you know that even when Peter or any of the disciples need to talk to Jesus, you know who they talk to? They talk to John. The one that John said this, the one that he loved. Because they can't hear what Jesus is saying, but they have to decode it through love. Let me read this real quick. Matthew 16:5. Jesus was just coming from a town where he did miracles, and he multiplied the fish, multiplied the bread, fed the people, and the disciples were trying to see where we're going to get some fish and where we're going to get some bread. And this is what Jesus said to them. Do you not remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000? It says, and how many baskets you gathered, or the 7 loaves for the 4,000, and how many baskets you gathered? How is it that you fail to understand that I did not speak about the bread? Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of the bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees of Jesus. Of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. See, they came to the disciples. Disciples came, Jesus said, I'm so sorry, because Jesus was talking to them about, hey, beware of the leaven, beware of the bread, and they thought, oh, Jesus is talking to us about we left the bread. He ain't talking to you about you left the bread. He's not talking to you about that. He's talking to you about beware. And see, this is the thing. Their mind was set on condemnation. And if your mind is set on condemnation, God can speak something beautiful to you. But if your mind is set on condemnation, you'll look for condemnation.
Come on.
It's scientifically a fact now that when you hear and you're around griping and complaining people, it shrinks your hippocampus in your mind, the mind that's creative, the mind that grows, the mind that learns. It gets smaller and smaller. This is a scientific fact now. The scientists just caught up with the scriptures. I knew this a long time ago.
Bible reading than the will. The Bible already got the will. Stop questioning the Bible and its principles. It works. It's documented. I mean, it's smart to learn from your mistakes, but it's wise to learn from others. If you read the Bible, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just read, oh, I'm staying away from this. Oh, I don't got to do this.
Come on, man.
1 Corinthians 15:33 says, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Deception is different from evil. Evil is, oh, this person treats you better than me. I don't like you. And they purposely do wrong. That's evil. But deception is thinking that I'm going this way and this is the right way. And this God way and it's not.
Come on.
Thinking that more money is going to be more blessed.
No.
You know, some people came to me, can you believe that guy from Amazon got before? He got $170 billion. How can he give them? I said, see, that's because you think that money can solve everything.
Nope.
Money can't solve everything.
Nope.
Money can't heal everything.
Nope.
Money can't solve every problem.
Nope.
See, because if you think that, then you're in deception. Not evil. Deception is you thinking this way, but it's not. You can think that gravity don't exist, but if you jump off that roof, you're going to bust your head. Listen, man.
Be like GTA.
Oh, I can put a rotten apple around good apples, and nothing's gonna happen. That's being an idealist. But if your ideal is not matching up with God's ideal, then you're gonna have a bad idea.
Come on.
And this is what I do. I say, oh man, this is a good idea. But slow down. Let's see if it correlates with the Word of God.
Man, you better teach us.
That's right.
That's simple, but it helps.
See, man, people want me to preach about God, and I am. Mm-hmm. But the decisions help you to see God. You ain't gonna get vitamin D unless you step outside. If you stay in here, you be God like this is fake life.
Facts.
To get real life, you gotta open them shades. And you gotta step, and you gotta embrace Jesus. You gotta look at Him which come at your help. Can't none of this stuff here help you. This none of this stuff is going to be here to help you when you really need it. It's gonna be in the inner courts, in the inner chambers of your heart, where you're connecting to Jesus and you're walking with Him, talking with Him, getting His advice. Letting Him heal you. So many people have adopted the mindset of the world that they haven't even embraced Christ.
Amen.
Jesus says, don't be like the pagans. Don't adapt their mentality, because they don't have a father. You have a father. So you don't have the right to think that you're going to be without food.
That's right.
You don't have a right to think that disease is going to come into your door.
Come on, bro.
Either no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It's reality, or we playing with this. Either we playing church, or I believe it in my heart, and now I really believe it in my heart, it causes real peace. Some people ain't getting real peace because you ain't really believing. Don't be double-minded. Don't be double-minded, man. Because double-minded, he was only a Christian can be double-minded.
Mom.
He wasn't talking to a pagan. It can't be double. You are the only one that can be double-minded.
Come on.
To think two things at the same time, you cancel out.
Yeah. Amen.
But when you say, no, Jesus, your word said it, I believe it in my heart, and now I'm walking like this scripture is real.
Yeah. Amen.
That's where we need to be. So how do we get here? How do we flow away from Christ in our mind? How do we flow back? Easy. Romans 12:9 says, love must be what? Sincere. Real. If I say you my friend, you my friend for real. I don't care if you make a mistake. I don't care if you made 100 mistakes. If you say something meaning with your whole heart, amen? And then the Bible says this, hate what is evil. Clean. Clean. Do you know what clean means? Cling to what is good. Do you hear me?
cling to it. That means that I ain't letting this go. You can hear everybody else talking, but guess what? I ain't letting this go right here. If God said it, I'm believing it. And I ain't clinging to nothing else. Why? Because this is not about what I can get away with. This is about life and death. Uh-huh. And whatever you hear and entertain and cling to, that's what you act to. I had a brother 2 weeks ago. He filled out 20 different job applications, and he kept getting denied. And I said, you know what? I know a place that I think they'll hire you. I just got through talking to this one brother, and you know, I think they'll put you on. Why don't you go down there? He said, man, I ain't going down there. You know how many times I've been denied? I said, I know. But listen, this may be different. Just do it anyway. I had a conversation. I told him that you're going to come. He cool with me. So he may put you on to. He said, all right, Wanda, I'm going to do it. I said, no, do it. Not because I told you to, because you really believe it. So he went down, had an interview, filled out the application. He said, man, fill out the application so hard because I've been denied so many times. But guess what happened? I said, guess what happened? He got the job. Hey. He's been on the job for 2 weeks, man. He said, this is the best job. I said, good God. Look at God. Now, look, I said, now I want to remind you what you said. You said that it ain't gonna happen, right? But until somebody intercepts your thoughts, that's why sometimes you hear that and that. Hold on. Let's put God in this real quick. And see if you get the same outcome. Amen. Let's sprinkle a little Jesus in here before you start saying that this chapter is the final chapter of my life. No, there are more chapters. That's the reason why I tell people, plan your life out. Plan for good things. Plan for success. Plan for, I got, you know, I'm planning to go with some of my friends to the 2020 All-Star game in Chicago. And some of my friends go, man, you be playing it so deep, bro. I said, because I expect to be living around this time, and I want to do something good around this time. And so I'm planning. We got to be used. We don't even know what the mentality of death is, because you don't think you're going to be here. You're planning for death. You need to be planning for life. You need to get a new smell of a new aroma. That smells good. They got hope. They got peace in the future. Stop planning for mess. Because when you're around funk all day, you get used to funk. I remember I was in Bridgeton and my mom said, all that stuff out. I said, I don't smell nothing. What you talking about, mom? I don't smell nothing. I went on a 10-day vacation to San Francisco, came back. I said, oh my God, what's this smell in Bridgeton? She said, I told you it was smell like that. But see, look what happened. I was in it so long that I got used to it. And see, when a person of Christ starts speaking life, it can smell like, what are you talking about? They're an entrepreneur. I gotta do that. If somebody's speaking something better to you, don't deny them. If somebody says something that's better than what you got right now, why are you gonna hate that brother? Why are you gonna hate that sister if they say I love you? So leave God's word. And you know what? It's kind of blinding at first. I know. It was blinding to Paul when he was riding on that horse, ready to kill Christians. But it's blinding because you're not used to this light. Just because I'm speaking with confidence, just because you see Cherie speaking with confidence as a bold woman, that's normal. It's normal for you to have your own business. It's normal for you to be confident in who, what Christ says about your life. Bashfulness comes from the world. Don't have high hope now. Jesus, you've been smelling the funk too long.
Yes.
You've been smelling the mess to the point where you got used to the mess. It's going to interrupt your whole nervous system when Jesus hits you, because you can't go back to the mess no more. You can't go back to the junk no more. And then you start questioning, am I tripping? I like peace now. I like joy.
more all day. I can't do it. You're not the strange one.
Amen.
You are here to interrupt this world.
Yes, yes, yes.
There it is.
Amen.
With Jesus.
Yes.
You are here to interrupt. When you interrupt, listen, I got brothers, friends, people that's mad because I'm interrupting stuff. That's all I am.
Yeah.
I ain't doing it right if I ain't interrupting it.
Man. Oh,
please look at me different.
Yes.
Because I judge a person not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Amen.
I judge by the spirit.
Spirit.
You judge about if they got the same chromosomes. Mm-hmm. You judging if they look like you.
Amen.
Don't go down to Farmington. They ain't got nothing for us. Jesus has something for me.
Amen.
And I learned. And I see, this is the dangerous thing about walking in the flesh rather than walking in the spirit.
Come on.
Satan is always has opposition to what the spirit is saying. We celebrated Martin Luther King Day. And I had a revelation that I was telling my mom. I said, you know what? Martin Luther King died so I could be the person I am.
Mm-hmm.
And, I said, I got an epiphany about this. Why? Because I don't have no inferiority complex.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the same school with Latinos, black, white, it don't matter. And you know what? I really see what's what and who's who by the spirit and not by the flesh.
Yeah.
We can judge by the wrong things. And you know what? If you do, you're going to get played over and over and over again if you're not judging by the right things. Let me see if it smells like love. Let me see if it smells like peace. Let me see if it smells like joy. Let me see if it smells like confidence in Jesus. Let me see if it's not prideful in his flesh or is it confident in Christ.
Amen.
King David, before he was King David, was put out by his brothers, was saying, who you think you are? He was just saying, hey, this is what the Bible says we can do. We got this land. So if I tell you, you got that job, brother, go ahead and fill it out. You can be an entrepreneur. Hey, let's see how we can do this together. That's the kingdom mindset. See, this ain't monopoly where we just trying to beat one another. The kingdom mindset, we all win.
Hey.
Nobody wins when the family feuds.
Right.
We all win when we can come together and I can love you, you can love me. You know, when Anthony sings, it's a blessing to us.
Mm-hmm.
When I preach, it's a blessing to him.
Yeah.
It's a mutual. See, with if you're sacrificing, it's a mutual exchange. Because
yeah.
The blessing of the Lord is rich and added no what?
Sorrow.
No sorrow. Some of you all been giving your pearls to the swine.
Oh.
You all been giving your best stuff. No, your pearls are not a rug to be stepped on. They're beautiful. And Jesus had to leave his own hometown because they said he couldn't do nothing there because they didn't respect him. So he said, listen, I'll throw a party wherever I am meant to go and wherever I'm going to be appreciated. Because that's where I'm meant to go. Jesus do anything he want to do. What you talking about? He came, Jesus. He can't work beyond your will. Read the scriptures. He said Jesus could not do nothing in his hometown because of their unbelief. So, my friend had the job in the spiritual realm. But until he believed the word, it don't come.
Amen.
Until you don't believe the word, you don't act on the word.
Come on.
Like it's the reality of your life.
Come on.
You
man.
Walk by faith, not by sight, man.
Right, right. Yeah.
The hand is quicker than the eye.
Right.
That's the reason why you don't walk by what you see.
Yes,
what
right.
You see can be a disillusion.
Yeah.
Walk by what the Spirit of God. And and also for the women, there's a intuition God is giving you. Listen to that. All the men, there's an intuition that God is giving you. He's signaling it to you. You know what smells good and what doesn't smell good by now.
Alright.
You ain't in the funk.
Amen.
You know what peace, real peace smells. And it don't smell like manipulation.
No.
The Bible says this in Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Not bargaining up no one. Oh, I wish I didn't get that money. No, listen. When he died on the cross, the Bible says that He hugged it. Mm. He embraced it. He cried with the cross. Mm. If you feel like you need a lesson on what love looks like, just keep looking at the cross.
Come on.
He didn't say He died because everybody was going to agree. Some people didn't. But He's going to do it anyway because that's who His nature is. If you give to someone, stop giving because I'm waiting for them to give it back to me.
Terrible.
That's going to end up, your check going to bounce. Your heart check. You're going to be like, why you ain't doing that? I've done stuff, people are like, why you do that for them? They did it. I said, I don't operate like the world. This giving is coming from Him to them. Not from me. I ain't exchanging with you. I'm exchanging with Him. The bread came from Him and it's coming through you. But if you try to exchange like this, you're going to end up in heartbreak. And the funds ain't going to be there and the check going to bounce. But if you exchange saying, oh, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this morning. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you have provided for me this and provided for me that. And because of what you've done for me, I want to give somebody else something.
Yes. Come on.
But if you do it from the spirit of, I'm going to do this for you. Now I'm waiting. I'm waiting for you. Pat me on my back. No, man, I ain't waiting for the pat. No. I would stop a long time ago. Trust me.
Come on.
Stop waiting for the pat.
Yeah.
And start agreeing with Him. In your home, get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
In your home, sing. And look for Jesus. Because if you're looking for Him and you keep pumping that foot and you keep on looking at Him, what happened is your life is never going to be the same again. And you're going to see something beautiful as you're looking at Him. Because whatever you're molding is what you're looking at. Your tongue is doing the molding. It's doing the cutting. It's doing the thing that creates life. And He wants you to embrace that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I pray, Ephesians 3:16, that out of His glorious riches, whose glorious riches? His glorious riches. So if I'm motivated to do something, it's because He saved me from Adelaide and being flipped over in 70 and I could have died. It's glorious because I looked at when situations in my life, He chose me, so I'm special. You're special. That's the glorious thought. Glory means in the Hebrew, God's view and opinion of how He thinks about me. How did He think about you? Is His glory. Now the Bible says all men fall short of the glory of God. That means that sometimes your view of how you thinking of yourself, oh man, I messed up. I'm hit myself on the leg. No, the Bible says He received the thorns so you can receive the crown.
Amen.
The Bible says He became poor so that you may become rich. The Bible says that because by His stripes, who is healed? You are healed. It's the exchange that's happening. Some people just worshiping and they just trying to keep up with the words. Oh, yeah, there it goes. Keep worshiping out of the wrong heart. That's why you can't feel nothing. There should be an exchange going from heaven to your heart. Every note, every syllable, every word. If you're not doing that, then it's going to be mundane. It's going to be stale. You're not stirring up the Kool-Aid. The sugar's at the bottom. Stir it up. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus, for loving me.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus, for never turning your back. Oh, I have a church in here. He loved me. He saved me. He cared for me when nobody cared for me. Thank you, Jesus. There should be an exchange going on in worship, man.
Yes.
When Keisha said, we want to do a worship service, I said, man, that's right on. The Spirit of God is saying that. If you want to know if you're in the right note or not, see if you're in appreciation or not. That's the right note. The note of appreciation will cause you to live life as it should be. That's what happened with the devil. He couldn't appreciate. Oh, they should be worshiping me. I'm leading all these people to you. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your what?
Inner being.
Through the government. Through my boyfriend, through my girlfriend, right? Through Keisha. He's going to strengthen me through
your
inner being.
Come on.
You're looking for the wrong thing. So that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in what? The Bible says, this is love. Not that you first love Christ, but Christ first loved you. So when Peter was saying, no, you can't wash my feet, guess what? He wasn't established in love. And Jesus says, if you don't let me wash your feet, you can't have nothing to do with me. Being established in love is being humble enough to say, Jesus, all the chapters that I've messed up in my chapters and chapters, you healed it all. And I'm allowing you. So you gotta give God permission. I can say, hey, you look beautiful, and you can deny me. Jesus said, I can make all your sins clean, and I can wash you as well. And you can say, you don't know what I did, bro. Listen, man, I don't care what you have done.
Amen.
I mean, I've talked to the hardest of the hard. I remember the first person I ever counseled in the church, and he just got out of jail. And he was about 380 pounds, big brother. And I was like a buck 80 back then. And I was counseling him, and he said, I just got out of jail, but my last week, I had to kill a man, and I stabbed him. And I had to, because he was trying to kill me, and it was self-defense, and God is not forgiving me. And he was yelling and beating the table, and I'm like, I took a deep breath. I'm like, Jesus, help me. Please be nice, big man. Calm down. You know, they teach us back there to pray in the Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus. But, you know, a spirit from the inner courts came up. He said, no, I sent you here. What are you doing? He needs Jesus. Tell him that he's forgiven. I said, you forgive him. Yeah. Another spirit said, tell him that you love. Now give him a hug. And I hugged him. And Holy Spirit just started spewing restoration scriptures to him. Restoration. And he started crying, saying, yes, thank you. This is exactly what I needed.
Amen.
See, it don't matter how small you are, it don't matter how big the circumstances is, apply Jesus to it and watch it melt and dissolve in you. At the end, he was sitting down, Christ was standing up, and Jesus won the fight. You ain't going to win every fight in the flesh. Trust me, I know. But if you apply Christ to it, listen, man. That's why we celebrate Martin Luther. He applied Christ to the situation and not his flesh. That's the reason why you can survive the same bus. That's the reason why you can go to the end of school. That's the reason. Because, hey, I got them, he got them. We all get killed. That's kind of idiot if you know they got more guns than you. But if you say, hey, how about this? How about I give you love? How about I love you no matter what? And I put this on a public display so everybody can see. And now the whole world can be transformed slowly because they know, hey, this is wrong. And Jesus is convicting souls that we got to change. You're not going to beat your husband or wife in an argument and think you win. Nobody going to wake up to somebody that lost the argument. What does that mean? I won. Your reward? A dysfunctional house.
I keep it real. That's what they say, keep it real. But guess what? If I can be touched with your infirmity, and I can talk about your pain, and talk to you about what Jesus has come to do, then we can both win.
Yeah.
Because I'm not ignoring you. Ignoring a person is not loving a person. Jesus, when he prayed for people, he let them talk. He didn't slash them like Saul did before he became Paul. He let them talk. Let people talk, man. You know, we say the scripture, by his stripes we are healed, right? But we fail to remember, the scriptures also say, confess your faults one to another, so you may be healed. So, it's not only through King Jesus. King Jesus worked through a river of supply. Now, guess what? He's the ocean. But the river may be a friend. It's not going to share all your business. It may be a pastor. It may be a this. It may be you need to sign up for financial stewardship so you can grow in this area. It may be different teachings. But guess what? Be open to what God wants to give you. Why? Because you got two people. You have grown people and growing people.
Amen.
I stay out the grown way. Because grown people don't grow. Allow your heart to be molded. Allow your heart to be changed. It's certain things I've said about marriage 10 years ago that I wouldn't say now. Because I've seen restorations in areas that I haven't seen. And now I see it, I can't say it no more. When do I thought you say that? Never would. I've had new information they tell me. So please allow me to change my mind.
Because when his goodness and mercy touch something and I say, oh, I thought this would never work if this happened in marriage. Oh, well, I was wrong. God forgive me. Allow me to change.
Amen.
And when you live like that, then guess what? You're allowed to grow. You can actually, watch this. You can actually say, I was wrong and still live. I can't let nobody know I'm wrong or my head gonna blow up. They gonna think I'm wrong about everything. No, actually, if I allow you to see that I can make mistakes, that's the best teacher. Because what I'm doing now is saying, oh, see, teaching is more caught than taught. I can say it. Hey, don't do this, don't do this. That's not actually how you learn. Ooh. You learn by example.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Jesus would never tell you to do something that he didn't first do himself.
Yeah.
That he demonstrated at the cross. Think about that. That's why I always say, he'll always be a better father, and you'll be a better son or daughter.
Amen.
Because he's the one that starts it off. And we're going to end with this. I know we've been going for a little bit. I had to give this scripture. In this scripture, man, I have to incorporate more and more. Because Isaiah says, see, I am, when I was telling my friend, I said, I know you filled it out 20. He had to show me all the application he ever filled. I don't need all that. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?
Hey.
I am making a way in the wilderness and the streams in the wasteland. And John 7:38 says this, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. Now check this out. You looking for a stream that's been cut off. And God's trying to bring in a new stream. And you saying, well, it don't look like this. This is how it came last time. The stream may come in a different way, in a different shape, in a different form. Stop getting... The Bible says, look to the hill which comes your head.
Yeah.
The river comes from, guess what, up there in Canada or the Pacific or whatever ocean, and it streams down through the Mississippi. Then you come through Missouri. If you're in Africa, you come through the Nile. But guess what? You don't worship the river.
Wow.
You don't worship the pastor. You don't worship the pastor. You don't worship the priest. You don't, listen, because those are streams.
Wow.
You don't worship the job that you're on. That's a stream. But if that string get cut, another string will open.
Yes.
We get so mad when strings get cut off. Like life has ended.
Oh.
Once this, listen, man,
That's why you can't see death like the carnal man see death. When this body perishes away, there's an inner spirit that's going to walk right out of here.
Oh, glory.
You're not even going to be at your own funeral. You're not ever going to, you will never be in a casket. You will never be in a casket. You won't. That energy don't stop. It keeps going. You, this flesh suit dies. Yes, it will. But you keep going to glory.
Yes.
You keep moving with Him.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
That's the reason why we get sad, but we don't get sad like the pagan gets sad.
Amen.
We get sad because we don't miss.
Right.
We get sad because, oh man, I'm gonna miss this job. They really was a cool job. Whoop, okay, on to the next one.
Right, exactly. Right.
Every job I've left, I've had a celebration. Hey, I'm so happy that you're moving on with the day. Man, crying, hugging. Then, all right, see y'all later. See, change is the only thing that never change.
Mm.
So you got to get used to change.
Yeah.
Or you will always have a frustrated life.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thought this happened for me and I was supposed to be there forever. No. It's temporary.
Yes.
Everything in this life is temporary.
Yes. Come on.
But never destroy one page of your chapter.
Amen.
Look at all of them and say, God, thank you for all, even the mistakes at chapter 21.
Thank you.
Because if it wasn't for chapter 21, I couldn't be at chapter 36.
Let me stop.
Be thankful for all of it. And appreciate it. Because when you take your last breath, thank you. You should be saying thank you right about it. To the next chapter. Amen.
Amen.
That was for somebody. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us stand. Father God, we just thank you. Just thank you for who you are. Thank you, Lord, that we are connected to your ocean supply. So we are never cut off. We have a river of life running through our inner man. So we beg not for bread, because that's not what the righteous do. We beg not for need, because guess what? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Why? Because you are my Jehovah Jireh, not Jehovah Cheapo. You provide me everything that I need. Your job is to experience life and experience Christ and to give out of a Christ-like spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody say, I have the victory.
Because
of what Jesus has done.
Jesus.
And Jesus, thank you.
Jesus,
for dying on the cross for my sins. And raising for my sins. On the third day. I believe you, Jesus. That you took that away. From my heart. And now I live. Because I believe in you, Jesus. I confess with my heart. And believe with my mouth. That you are my Lord and my Savior
and my
friend. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Everybody just close your eyes for a minute. If that was the very first time that you ever confessed Jesus into your heart, this is a personal decision between you and God, not nobody else. All right, everybody's eyes is closed. Just raise your right hand if that was the very first time. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Everybody know Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, amen.
Amen.
I'm done. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Communion. Thank you, son. I need a stream of remembrance. Amen. I need a stream of helping me with this. I got it.
Yeah.
We're going to go into communion, amen. I got you. I need the scriptures, though. I didn't. Can I put the scripture? Oh, yeah. Look at God. Amen. And you know what? Sometimes I got to give a remembrance of why we do communion, because it helps you remember that he took the payment, not you.
Yeah.
And, you know, we say this kind of mundane, you know, we do this in remembrance, but we are the members of the body. And remember is bringing the members back together again. You know, sometimes this world, being in this world, like I said, they value more a ball egg, an eagle ball egg than you. And you will get locked up more than killing a human egg in society. And that means that this world don't have the real value of who you are.
But Jesus do. His perception sees you right as who you are. He says that you've been placed over the animals. He's giving you dominion over every fish of the sea. So if it don't have hooves, claws, whatever, you are over that. This is your domain, except for another human. Amen? And we do this for the remembrance of Christ, because Christ is the one that brings your... You know, have you ever been somewhere and you know you're saved, but your mind everywhere?
Yeah.
This, remember, he's bringing you back. Like, oh! Some people, after a service, like, oh, I almost forgot. I got the authority in this. I got to say so. But see, when we do communion, he says, I do this for the remembrance. Because sometimes you can catch deja vu. You know, we had a lot of snow days. We had some, you know, some cold days, so we kind of drifted away, but we have to remember who we are. You know, Lion King, that's my favorite movie. All my analogies. And once you remember who you are, you go back and you do exactly what God has called you to do. Amen. So as we take this, we're taking it remembering what Jesus has done for you and remembering that his body was broken for you.
Yeah.
Not so you... A soldier goes to war not so his son can go to war. A soldier goes to war so the son can live in peace. A boxer goes to box not so his son can box, so his son can do something else that's better than him. Jesus died a horrendous death. Not so you can fight the cross. So you can experience the cross. So as we're eating the bread, and you're drinking it, don't just be mundane. Oh, now listen. Experience it.
Yes. Yes.
Eat it with experience. See in your inner chamber that, oh my God, he died for my body so I could be restored in my body. The blood. He didn't pay with a credit card. He paid with his blood. So you could be free. Amen?
Amen.
Now, as they were eating, Jesus took the bread and after blessing it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body, not your body. And he took the bread. Everybody, raise your bread up. Say,
thank you, Jesus,
for your body
being broken for me.
And we receive what you did on the cross.
By your stripes,
we are healed. You were broken.
So we can be sealed
in your love.
In Jesus' name.
Take the body, amen. Receive the body. Thank you, Jesus. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, everything he do, are you seeing it? He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's giving thanks. He's giving thanks, man. I don't care what you got. Keep giving thanks.
Amen.
And he had given thanks and he gave it to them saying, drink it all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin. You know, why have a Bible and talk about Abraham and Elijah and you never get to Jesus? This is all about Jesus. The Bible says Abraham and all that stuff, if you have a Bible and it X's Jesus out, it ain't a Bible. Because the Bible says, before it got to Jesus, it says these are just a foreshadow of him. That means that if you leave Jesus out, you're missing the whole cup. This is about forgiveness. The law can't make you perfect. Jesus can. Because he fulfilled the law perfectly when you couldn't. That's why every religion out there is all about your standards.
But this is the only religion where it's about what Jesus has done. That's how I know this is the realest. Because I know I messed up. And I'm not getting to heaven by my merits. I'm getting to heaven because I believe what Jesus done for me.
Amen.
Ain't that easy? Thank you, Jesus. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your blood.
For your blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For spilling your blood for me.
And I receive
everything that you did at the cross. For my temple. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Receive the cup. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. For me, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me.
One more time,
I know it was the blood. 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 And I know it was the blood for me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm up here in my barefoot, y'all don't mind.
That ain't the revelation that those shoes will make my half breath in my side. I tell you, when you take
good word.
Okay. You being brought to me. I was trying to see how to stop it.